Improved simple PI to these are secure. Today's date is 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Jimmy Hall. Hall spells H-A-L-L. Jimmy spells G-I-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 04/29/1974. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 weeks. Came in today because it's getting worse. He said he's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. He said he's now congested, feeling pressure behind his eyes and in his cheeks with a fever period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient says cough is productive, green sputum. Next line, he said he has a runny nose. Runny nose discharge is green. Next line, he reports myalgia, reports tiredness. Next line, patient reports sore throat. He reports painful swallowing period. Next line, patient reports fever and shortness of breath period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Myocardial infarction, he status post stent approximately 2 years ago. Next line, hypertension. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, obesity period. Next paragraph, past a physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress, frequently coughs. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 164/90, pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, pharynx and uvula. Exudates is present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, tender, next line, tender anterior nodes, nodes are mobile, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic aid, period. Next paragraph, Wells criteria was used in managing this patient and screening for pulmonary embolism. Wells score is low, thus pulmonary embolism is low in the differential period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Next paragraph, please go back to physical examination. Face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses and nose, green discharge. And back to plan, assessment. Assessment number 2 is acute bronchitis. Assessment number 3 is a cough. Assessment number 4 is pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received the following: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. Next medication, Rocephin 1 gram IM. He was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. He reports no signs or symptoms of adverse reaction to the medication and feels a little better. Said he's comfortable with my discharge plans. He was sent home with the following: singular 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication is Citramax 250 milligrams 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 10 days. Next medication, albuterol MDI 90 micrograms 2 puffs TID PRN for cough period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if his symptoms are worse. End of dictation.